This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. It's unknown what lies ahead of in Niger with the threat of military intervention by West Africa's regional bloc as its ultimatum for the country's coup leaders to reinstate the president expires, Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Defense chiefs of the ECOWAS agreed on military action, including when and where to strike, if the detained president Mohamed Bazoum was not released and reinstated by Sunday. The bloc's military pledge has triggered fears of further conflict in a region already battling a deadly Islamist insurgency. Meanwhile, Italy said on Sunday it had reduced the number of troops it has in Niger to make room in its military base for civilians who may need protection. A military plane took off from Niamey and landed in Rome late on Saturday, with 65 Italian soldiers as well as 10 U.S. soldiers.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Rescue workers looked for victims after a passenger train derailed in southern Pakistan on Sunday, killing at least 30 people and injuring dozens more, local broadcaster Geo reported, citing a district official. Around 10 cars of a passenger train derailed roughly 275 kilometers from the country's largest city, Karachi. Geo reported on Sunday afternoon that some people were still trapped inside a train car and others had to be transferred to hospitals. A senior Ukrainian official said on Sunday talks in Saudi Arabia to make headway towards a peaceful settlement of the war with Russia had been productive, but Moscow called the meeting a doomed attempt to swing the global south behind Kyiv. More than 40 countries, including China, India, the United States, and European countries, but not Russia, took part in the